Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Cruising Through Calamity, Handling Anxiety in Anxious Times, written by Bev Aisbert and read by Miranda Nation. Chapter 1. It's Here. At the time of writing, we are only a few months into one of the most significant and life-changing events of our generation's history. In the manner typical of life's big, nasty shocks, out of the blue, coronavirus marched into our lives and turned them upside down in one fell swoop. For some people, this represented the arrival of their darkest nightmare, that terrible thing that had always lurked in the background, ready to pounce. But for others, it really hasn't been that big a deal. A few months of discomfort, some adjustments, that's all. Some have even found that slowing down their hectic routines can be relaxing. How could there be two such contrasting responses to something so significant? From the very start, we saw people react to this crisis in markedly different ways. Some went into full panic mode. For example, panic buying toilet paper, while others were more moderate in their response. For those people with a history of anxiety, this has been a very testing time. Even people who have not had pre-existing anxiety have been feeling some degree of anxiety for the first time. As far as crises go, COVID-19 is the full package. Because of the virus, we have been challenged not only on familiar anxiety-provoking issues, such as illness and mortality, relationship breakdown and financial stress, but also, very significantly, we have been thrown upon ourselves more intensely than ever before through isolation and social distancing. However, as sweeping and epic as the COVID-19 crisis appears, it is still by definition a crisis, and like any crisis, it needs to be faced and worked through. And you could do this in a state of panic. Oh my God, this is awful! Or calm. Interesting times, these. Regardless of your particular crisis, whether it be accident, injury, illness, death, relationship breakdown, money issues, job loss, aging, natural disaster, or even a global pandemic, how deeply this impacts on you and how quickly and easily you resolve your crisis depends less on external factors and more on how you navigate your emotional journey through this time. Let's take a look at the coronavirus journey as an example, to compare how different ways of seeing events, in anxious or non-anxious ways, demonstrate this. When the crisis first unfolded, this was new and unknown territory. For anxious people, the unknown is the greatest threat, because the space that the unknown presents can all too easily be filled with nightmare scenarios, even before they happen. Anxious. This is a disaster. It's going to be horrible. What if everyone gets sick or dies? Non-anxious. It looks serious, but let's wait and see what happens. By acting now, we can prevent a lot of deaths.